Shus.
Rabbi Cohen.
Markov.
I wanted to take just a few minutes, emphasis on a few minutes, to talk a little bit about the most annoying guy in the entire Shushan. That, of course, is Mordechai. No one ever liked Mordechai. Every party needed a pooper, that's why they invented Mordechai. Think about it, right? Nebuch, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, we went into Golus, we were suffering in Golus, and finally, after years and years, we finally made it. We're treated like full citizens, we get invited to the Sudas Achashverosh, and there's that Mordechai. We shouldn't go. Every party needs a pooper. Then, not enough that this Mordechai does that, but all of a sudden, he comes up with this great idea that he's going to be machmer. He's not going to drink the water. Whatever he wants to do is fine. But now he decides that Epis bowing down is a problem. And now he's going to get all of us killed. So the question is, let's be honest. There were a lot of heterim, right? It's not really Avodah Zarah. No one really thought he was. And if he was, he really wasn't. Everybody knows, and Pikuach Nefesh. This Mordechai guy, nothing but trouble. Even afterwards, things finally work out, and all of a sudden, Rabbi Me'am Beharet Misyahadim, we're on top, everyone wants to be Megayer. You'll give Rav Ben Tzion Fuhrer as a long piece, that the Gerus is no good. Mordechai's running around and says that it says Beferish in the Gemara, if someone is Megayer, because of Osher, if someone's Megayer for some reason other than the proper reason, the Geiris is no good. So here we have an opportunity to accept everybody, and again, this Mordechai is up to no good. So what's the story with this guy? Why do people insist on dressing up like him? There's got to be better people to dress up with, right? The message, of course, is that is the entire purpose of Purim. The story of Purim begins with Sudas Achashverosh. Sudas Achashverosh was the situation of Ayayin Kados Eino Neis. Achashverosh came in and said, I'm not going to force you to do anything. Whatever you want. I'm having a little bit of a party. We're going to have some wine. It's all going to be kosher v'yosher. It's going to have a Tav Kosher, it's going to have a Tav Yosher, it's going to have everything on it, it's going to be 100% fine. What could be wrong? Show me, Rabbi, where is there a problem? And this Mordechai is running around and saying, you know what? I don't care how kosher it is, but you don't run around celebrating that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. When Achashverosh walks out with wearing the mikveh kohen gadol, it doesn't matter what it's like. Mordechai stood for the idea that sometimes you have to stand up and say, no, we're different. There's an old saying that says, throughout history, Jews have always assimilated as much as the goyim have let them. And that what was going on in Purim. We had been beaten down. We were living in a very strong, in the world power, in the strongest nation around. And there was this tshuka to become part of them, to say that we're one of them. Yes, we are Jewish. We are Jews in this modern world. We are one of them. And Mordechai was saying, no, we are different. I'm sorry, we are different. There's something more important. And this Mordechai over and over again has to keep on telling us that no, I'm sorry, Sudas Achashverosh is not appropriate. I'm sorry, I'm telling you that no, we don't bow down to the Hamans of the world. No matter how much they threaten us, we do not bow down to them. And we don't come at the end and we say, oh, good, Rabbi Me'am Ha'aretz Misyahadim. Wouldn't this be great if everybody would join us, if everybody would be Jewish just like us? Wouldn't that be wonderful? Here these people are, they want to be Jewish. Right? What could possibly be bad about that? It's the Mordechai who has to stand up and say, no, that's not right. Which is why that even after this Mordechai saves the Jewish people, if it wasn't for Mordechai, forcing the hand of Esther and saying, listen, Esther, you've got to step up now. If not, it's over for you. But would it be for that Mordechai who put his life on the line, who was willing to sit in the Beis Shar wearing sackcloth? Right? If it wasn't for that Mordechai, we'd all be gone. And yet, at the end of the Megillah, what do you get? That Mordechai Yehudi was Rotsoi L'Rov Echav. Most people liked him. The Gemara points out, Rov, but not Kol. Even after Mordechai saved the Jewish people, there were out there still people saying, you know what? We don't need this type of radicalism. The shift to the right that Mordechai is leading us in, this is not what we stand for. This is not who we are. People were out there saying that, no, okay, he might have saved the entire Jewish people. But still, that's not my shita. That's not what I stand for. He's really at the end, he's some Haredi, a brisker harumph. You know, he's not the type of people that we hang out with. But no, the bottom line is history has proved Mordechai right. History has proved that, you know what? We're not like the Goyim. We're not like everybody else. Our morals are not their morals. Our beliefs are not their beliefs. We are different. We don't look down on other people's. We don't turn around and say that, you know what? We only care about people who think like us. Not at all. Even by Mordechai, even it says that Mordechai was Rotzi L'Rov Echav, he was Doresh Tov L'Chol Amo. Whether you agreed with him, whether you disagreed with him, Mordechai cared about everybody. Not everybody cared for him, but he cared about everybody. That was Mordechai HaYehudi. Mordechai's last name was HaYehudi. What a silly last name. How did he get that name? Because that's who he was. He was proud to be Jewish. He was proud to stand up for the Torah. He was proud to say, this is what I believe. I don't believe in Avodah Zarah. I am upset that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. I think that there are halachas that have to follow, that have to be followed. And it's not always comfortable. It's not always something that's so easy to do. I understand that. But this is what is important. This is what I stand up for. And this is the message of Purim for us as well. We shouldn't be embarrassed of what we are, of who we are and what we believe in. We believe in Shmirah Shabbos. We think that if there are Jews that Nebuchadnezzar and Shomer Shabbos, we feel for them, we're sorry for them. But at the end of the day, it's a Chi of Misa. That's the truth. There's no hiding behind it. Right? We might reach out for people that you know, have certain taivas, and we're sorry, and we hope they do tshuva. But at the end of the day, it's awesome. Right? Kashrus is important. We should wear yarmulkes. There are certain things out there that we are Orthodox. This is who we are. This is what we're proud of. And does everybody agree? No. Do most people in the world agree? No. Are we in the minority? Absolutely yes. But at the end of the day, it just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. And we don't look down on people and we don't wish ill on people. We're Doresh Tov L'Chol Amo. We care for every person, whether they are religious, whether they're irreligious, whether they're Jewish, whether they're not Jewish, whether they're a Tinok Shenishba, whether they're not a Tinok Shenishba. L'Chol means L'Chol. Every single person we care about. That's true. However, at the end of the day, we have to realize that no matter how good we are, no matter how wonderful we are, the best we can hope for is Rov. Most people will like us. We'll help the world. Most people will like us. No. If Mordechai and Yehudi can't do better than that, I can't hope for better than that. But that's the story of Purim. That sometimes you need to be a party pooper. Sometimes you have to get up and say, this is what right, that's right, and this is what's wrong. That's it. Not everything goes. And how am I? We should be able to stand up for it, and we should all be blessed with all the hatzlacha that Mordechai had. Enjoy.
Thank you.